Blog Talk Radio.
Hard to believe, but we have reached mid-November, and as we continue on with our A Lion for Life podcast series, we can turn our attention to different parts of the activities and interests at St. Viator High School. We've got ourselves up and running, and a lot has been accomplished, but now we can be a little more forward-thinking in some of our discussions. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and today I welcome two terrific guests who've been a part of this podcast before, the Vice President of Development, Tom Ramsden, and Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development. And before we dig in here, to both of you, thanks for being here. It's always great to talk to you, so welcome to the podcast again.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
I hate to do this, but I don't think we can have any conversation in 2020 without referring to COVID and drawing attention to how it's impacted our lives. So let's talk about that, Tom. Maybe you could kind of give us a recap of the impact you've seen and felt in the last few months with the pandemic.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. You know, with like every aspect of our lives and what everyone has had to learn to deal with, we've, you know, here at school, we've learned to pivot and adapt to this new normal. And as a lot of people know, we're extremely, extremely blessed to have a very dedicated faculty and staff who continue to make the sacrifices needed to provide 5 days per week in-person learning for our students. And to support this effort of being able to do this, the administration has had to invest significant unbudget funds into safety equipment and cleaning services. But as Kristen will attest, welcoming our students smiling eyes every morning above those face masks into our safe environment is well worth the price that we've invested in everything this year.
As the two of you have a great responsibility in terms of helping raise funds to keep the school innovating and moving forward, you mentioned already, Tom, additional expenses. How about the giving side of things? Has COVID created some barriers in terms of people being able to help out the way they normally would?
You know, Tom mentioned before some of the bold moves that not only our faculty and our leadership, but some of our students have had to make to be back in the building. And to be honest, Jim, our donors have been no different. Those that can give certainly have and hopefully will continue to do so. And then some of the families and the students that need it most have been the recipients of some of that help. So I think that everybody kind of, you see everyone's strong suit and their best side in challenging times like this, and the St. Viator community has been no different. Very supportive of our efforts and, most importantly, supportive of the students.
And you know, when we talk about fundraising, we talk about giving, there's just that blanket statement, but I really like to dig down, find out what that means. And when funds are donated in any amount, can you kind of walk me through how some of those funds get used and what they mean to the school or to a student in particular?
Sure. You know, Jim, we first and foremost, we always look to how, if a donor has an intent on how they want the funds to be used to benefit our current Lions. And our president, Brian Liedlich, working with our Board of Trustees, helped our team identify some key priorities this year. And I know we've talked a little bit about them in the past, but, you know, the first and foremost, as we said at the beginning, is the funding needed to cover the COVID-related expenses, be it, again, cleaning supplies, PPE, and additional tuition assistance. And some other areas that we've tackled this year to help the education of the whole person is the renovation of our counseling center to take care of our students' emotional and psychological needs. We're currently in the process of updating our alumni memorial chapel, which is the heart of our campus ministry program and very important to our Viatorian mission. We're also starting to look at the development of a model classroom for the future, so we stay at the forefront of college prep education. And this spring, our community is going to see, thanks to the generosity of many, the renovation of our Murphy Wellness Center. And again, the overall most important priority we always have is strengthening our tuition assistance fund to provide for any family that wants to be part of the St. Viator community.
Can either of you tell me a little bit about the depth of that program, tuition assistance, what it's meant, and how you're able to help people in a year like this?
Yeah, it's you know, this year we're going to be offering over $2 million in tuition assistance, and the program's grown by about 50% just in the last 7 years. And the way we're able to help is thanks to the generous nature of our community funding this program, we're able to identify those families that want to be here but can't afford to pay the full tuition right now. And it's through endowed scholarships that have been set up in the past, and then also the annual donations that we receive for this program.
And when we talk about giving, for me, one of the things that always comes to mind is just make it easy. I'm happy to help, but make it easy for me. And as we're having this conversation, I look down here, and I've got a business reply envelope for a local foundation, and you know, they send a piece, I've got to write a check, I've got to do that, and it's going to get buried on my desk here. I'm going to forget about it for a while. Talk to me about how St. Vider is setting things up to make it easier for people to donate and different ways that they can make a contribution without it being too labor-intensive.
You know, the Development and Alumni Relations Office here at St. Vider has hopefully taken a lot of the right steps in the last couple of years to be able to offer donors the opportunity to give in a way that's most convenient to them. So certainly we hang on to those envelopes. Some people prefer to give in a more traditional way. We know that we also offer the opportunity to give online. Most recently, we have begun offering the opportunity to give via text, so a text-to-give option as well. So we offer a variety of different ways so that no matter what kind of donor you are, what time of year you like to give, what vehicle you like to give through, we've kind of got something for everyone. We want to do what's best and easiest for those that are most generous with the school.
And there are some plans that I think people overlook, especially as we mature and we have more resources available, that include I think what's generally referred to as planned giving. Can you kind of talk about that, how it works, and what people might want to look at in that regard?
Yeah, our planned giving program is a growing area of opportunity for us, and something that we are publicizing a little bit more just to educate people on the different areas. And when you think about planned giving, a lot of people primarily think of making arrangements in their will or, you know, their overall estate plan to include St. Vider at the when they pass away with a gift at that point. But there's a number of other vehicles that people can take advantage of, be it, you know, donating property or, you know, making St. Vider a beneficiary of an insurance policy, you know, a couple of simple opportunities there. There's a lot of opportunities, and what we suggest is people work with their attorneys or, you know, their financial planners in exploring ways that will help their personal situation. And reach out to our team. Our team will be able to talk through some of those opportunities and how they could assist our students. And if needed, even connect you with, you know, financial planners and attorneys, estate planning attorneys in our community that could help them out as well.
Trying to make sure we share plenty of information today on Align for Life podcast, and joined by Tom Ramsden, Vice President of Development for the school, and Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development, both who are constantly in motion and doing so much to try and assist the school and make things convenient and satisfying for donors as well. It's not just a matter of asking, but it's a matter of doing it in a way that provides some benefit and some satisfaction to those who are giving. And you can learn much more about it at stvider.com. We'll get to as much as we can today, but visit the website. There's a giving page there that can certainly explain a lot more than we'll have the opportunity to share today. Tom, you just completed a recent a video talking about some tax advantageous programs, and that's starting to make the rounds. People are taking a look at that. Can you talk to us a little bit about the Illinois tax credit program that you discuss in the video?
Yeah, we like to say it's a win-win opportunity for constituents. It provides constituents with the opportunity to have a 75% tax credit on your Illinois income taxes by making a gift to a qualified scholarship granting organization. And the two that we primarily work with is Empower Illinois and the Big Shoulders Scholarship, Big Shoulders Fund Scholarship Granting Organization. And for more information, you know, Jim, yeah, the website, the Ways to Give page has that video there. And Kristen and I are always available to talk to people more about this. And you'll see in that video as well, there's information on benefits that were part of the CARES Act that Congress passed in the spring that provides benefits to everyone on your federal income taxes, regardless of if you itemize your taxes or if you don't itemize your taxes. And Kristen and I would both be available to talk to anyone that needs to about those benefits.
And while we talk about things like planned giving that, again, perhaps some of our older demographic would be interested in, or donors who can make large contributions through the success they've had in lengthy careers. We also want to talk about young alumni because they're so important to the school and they're the ones most closely connected to where we are today. And they're often looking for ways to figure out how to fit this in to become good, active donors and participants in St. Viator. What's the message for young alumni?
It's a great question, Jim. We talk a lot about it as a team here in our office, knowing that alumni engagement is it's definitely a two-way street. So we want to remind our graduates, specifically our young graduates, about the benefits that extend from St. Viator far past their 4 years in the building. So making sure that we're connecting them with mentors or friends in the field or serving as a resource to reconnect with classmates or faculty members, teachers that they were close to when they were here. It's just a nice share of information, and the more that we can give, it certainly seems like the more that they provide in return. So that's been great. We've also expanded our volunteer opportunities for young alumni, and then some of the giving opportunities that we talked about earlier in the podcast, just making it easy for people, making sure that the young alumni especially understand that every gift makes a significant difference in the life of a Lion. Gifts of all sizes, no matter how you choose to give, through what avenue or through a particular time of year, or to reconnect with something that they feel passionately about. So we talked about the current priorities for this year with wellness in mind and mind, body, and spirit, but we also encourage the young alumni to give to, you know, we will say fund your passion, but give to the things that matter most to them. If you were involved in the arts when you're here, let us help connect you with a cause within the arts, or maybe it's athletics, maybe you have a particular fondness, or you know you benefited from tuition assistance. It's just kind of matching the people as they get involved with the priorities that mean the most to our kids that are in the building right now. And I suppose that holds true for alumni of all ages, but it seems to resonate most with the young folks.
And we've got just a couple minutes left, but I assume as we're less than 2 weeks away from Giving Tuesday, which has become really a significant event for groups all over the world, including St. Viator, do you have specific plans coming up for December 1st this year?
Yeah, we anticipate Giving Tuesday will be as energetic, if not more so, than ever. It's definitely a perfect year to have an online giving campaign and everything done through those channels. But St. Viator's been very blessed the last couple of years. We've got great volunteers and very generous friends that have helped make Giving Tuesday just a huge win for the school. So certainly this year we've got ambitious financial goals. But a big part of our success, we know, is just momentum and the energy around a Giving Tuesday, and so increasing the number of donors that we have supporting the school, having a little fun with some class challenges and encouraging alumni to not only get involved and give, but to encourage their classmates to do the same. We're looking to have some fun with that. So everybody should keep an eye out on social media on Tuesday, December 1st, on Giving Tuesday. And if they have any questions with regards to what we're working on at St. Viator, or looking forward to that giving holiday in the season of giving, you can talk to anybody on our team or also look online, watch our social media.
And with 30 seconds left, you mentioned something a couple times, volunteering. Tell me about how important that is as a way to contribute as well.
You know, we found that most volunteers are the folks that turn into our most generous and longest-term donors. So it's just a great way to get back involved with the school and to see firsthand what philanthropy means to the kids that are in the building and the faculty that dedicate their careers to here. So we encourage anybody that's interested in getting involved with volunteering to reach out to our team. We'd love to have you.
Well, certainly appreciate both of you being here. Tom, Kristen, thanks so much for taking the time, as you always do. StVider.com, please just visit there. Check out the giving page, and you'll find information on phone numbers, emails, everything you need to get in touch. We hope you'll do that. Thanks, everyone, for listening.